the numbers are interesting. Nobody lost money. That's important to know. No federal worker lost pay, and nobody was paid late. Some contractors were not paid because they were locked out of the building along with the feds.
The best example of the importance of Uncle Sam in this town, because you didn't know that you were going to get paid. It was, there was real nervous there.
Yeah,
for a while.
I mean, to be fair, people should have known, because people like you and me who were covering the beat,
right,
even then, we told them, we said, look, you're going to get paid. Don't worry about it. But nevertheless, people were nervous, and it's because they're on a pay lag, a 2-week lag.
Right.
So you'd have to be, the government would have to be shut down for a month or more before that would have an impact. One point that I find very interesting is during the shutdown, one of the many things that happens is that the White House has at any given time a couple of hundred career civil servants detailed to the White House.
Right.
And 95 and 96, when you had these shutdowns, they had to send all of the regular federal workers home, leaving only interns to work at the White House.
And what happened then?
Yeah, I say no more, but some of the ramifications.
The rest, as we say, is history.
Yes.
I mean, I saw one congressman saying yesterday that, you know, this would essentially be the way to furlough employees, is to, you know, close down government and not pay.
Right.
And we're not trying to scare people. But as we've talked about before, there's very little that's not in the realm of possibility
right,
anymore.
Right, and it won't save a nickel, furloughing. It'll cost money in the long run. I mean, what this shows to me, it's so interesting, you can almost tell somebody's politics.
Yeah.
Because you say, when Bill Clinton was president and it was a Republican Congress, there was a shutdown, and the Republicans took the hit for that. They took the blame. Although the president, it takes two to tango.
Right.
The president could have signed off, but he didn't. I always wonder, like to reverse these things, what would happen if George Bush had been president and had been a Democratic Congress? Would Congress have taken the heat? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works out, but it is interesting. But this in this case, the fact that you're coming up to a shutdown, that you're running on a continuing resolution, to me shows the incompetence of Congress. You know, whether it's run by the Democrats or the Republicans, they have a very long track record now of not passing budgets and not passing appropriations, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah. Article one, but section whatever.
That's right.
They're not
doing their job, yeah, and then they're setting this situation up for a confrontation and a game of chicken. So it really is government, legislative government at its worst.
And I was, I guess, disappointed that Speaker of the House Boehner the other day said, you know, well, if feds are
so
laid off, so be it.
Yeah.
If you actually want to get something done, if you want to accomplish something, that's great for sound bites, it's great for television, but isn't the goal here really to get something done? And at least my sense is that's what people want. These folks on both sides of Constitution, Pennsylvania Avenue, to come together and figure out how we deal with the big challenges
right,
that are out
it
there.
Right. There's so much bitterness and acrimony up on the Hill now. I've never seen anything like it. It seems to get worse with each Congress, no matter who's in charge. If we'd stop trying to fix blame and just get it done, they're literally not doing their jobs. You know, there's a thing called the TWT Club, and that stands for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
right,
and that is when they are in town, and the rest of the time they're out doing various things, but they're not working.
So feds who are nervous about the potential of a government shutdown,
yeah,
should they do anything different? Should they be stashing money aside have a good rainy day fund?
No more than they normally should.
Right.
I mean,
you should have that aside.
You should
anyway.
Have it, and you should have had it 10 years ago. And as they told us when the stock market crashed, you shouldn't have had all your money
right,
in stocks.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I would not do anything different. You don't need to run to the store. You know, when it snows, then you go to the store and get white bread, toilet paper, and milk. Why? I don't know. But that seems to be a Washington thing. No, this is not a reason for panic. But again, on the other hand, too, this is not a drill. This
yeah.
could happen.
I also wanted to just bring up, and we were talking a little bit in the newsroom, but this Wisconsin situation. I don't think I've ever been to Wisconsin, so I have no
right.
idea the politics or anything. But you see that many people in very forceful ways arguing about public employees. I mean, I know it's a state level, but it just sort of sends, I think it
kind of like Cairo in the cold, you know.
Right.
You know what I thought was interesting, because I don't know much about those situations in Wisconsin either, any more than anybody that watches the news. But what I thought was interesting with the Tunis thing, mm-hmm. and then the Egyptian thing, is what would happen in this country if a million people or 2 million people went down and camped out on the mall for 18 days.
Yeah.
What would happen if a million people did that here and in New York and in Los Angeles and Chicago? Would that bring a regime change? I doubt it, but it's very interesting that the domino effect of these things to see how this is going. And the Wisconsin thing from a distance, from where we are here in Washington, D.C., it looks like anarchy.
Yeah.
You're reminded of the storming the Winter Palace.
You put the pictures of Egypt and you put the pictures of, it's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
And colder in Wisconsin, I think. But
absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing, too, is I was talking to somebody yesterday about who does know Wisconsin, and he said there's two states. There's Madison and there's Wisconsin.
Right.
And Madison, like most capital cities, Austin comes to mind, Jackson, Mississippi, is usually a bastion of liberal thought in sometimes otherwise very red states.
Yeah. I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks as they approach this continuing resolution. We'll have at least a sense as to how this brinkmanship may play out.
The thing I'm noticing, and I won't embarrass him today, but I saw a statement by a member of Congress who said that he said the Republicans want to cut 650,000 jobs. And I don't know where that number came from.
There's a lot of numbers. 200
is it. But yeah, that's right. And when people do these memories of the shutdown of 95, 96, take some of it with a grain of salt because sometimes in retrospect it looks more severe than it really was.